Hey everyone, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sending in a lift from Maidenhead, England, we have Gay Bryant Flatt.
I was rearranging some books on a shelf recently and paused to take down a battered little copy of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. It had been in my possession for as long as I can remember. As a child, this tiny edition had been a constant companion, a steadfast friend, and I took it with me wherever I went. So now, when I opened it up, I smiled as I saw what I'd written in a childish hand. Most important, page 6. When I turned to this page, there were the familiar words underlined. God is love. More than this we cannot ask, higher we cannot look, farther we cannot go. The understanding that God is love has been and still is the most precious gift I've ever been given. It remains the foundational building block of my entire life, and certainly was the guiding light of my formative years. How many times has this profound but oh so simple truth saved me from the depths, prevented me from making rash judgments and taking actions I would later regret? Further along in the first chapter of Science and Health it says, love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowals. It is divine love, not a human concept of love that is impartial and universal. Striving to strike this spiritual attitude oneself is a big ask and requires a genuine effort to lift one's thought to God. The sense of divine love's nearness raises us higher and enables us to stay above much of the world's din, and at the same time be open-hearted, facing whatever comes our way with spiritual robustness and strength. As deep as the ocean and as high as the sky are the three words, God is love. I love them as a child, and I love them even more today.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2019.